Oh, today we talk about Marvel's Inhumans. Till now. Till the fifth episode. I don't know. Let's go on. Keep quiet. Let's go. So, Inhumans, it's better than I expected. Because I expected a lot. At first, I expected a lot from series because the family vibe gets people to watch TV, and I don't know what happened with the first two episodes in IMAX, I don't know, but then my hopes went down. Then I thought, let's just watch it till the fourth episode, or let's just push through. And that's what she said. But let's just push through and see how it goes. But it's pretty good. I won't lie, better than... It's not better than Iron Fist, at least. I like Iron Fist. Iron Fist is the most watched Netflix show. So I like Iron Fist. But the thing is, Inhumans has a lot going in. It feels like a lot is happening, but then at the same time, the story isn't that far into the end battle or the finishing or the ending. The full character development or whatever you say. So the series is not that but I don't know how to describe that. So the first three episodes, not that good because nobody was meeting nobody. And it was just going, I don't know what it was trying to be. I think the first episodes were like, we have to tease a lot of stuff and then they'll watch it on ABC. So I think that's what Scott Buck did with that. But according to me, the episodes were not that good. But the fourth was awesome. The fourth was like the family meeting, Medusa and Black Bolt meeting. And the fifth, I love the fifth episode because everyone meets except Crystal. But honestly, I don't know why they kill Locust. I don't read comics. I don't know who Locust is, but the way she died, like, you don't even show her getting shot. You don't even show her bleeding, even. You just, like, she falls to the ground and she's like, oh, you can change, you can change for your paper. I don't know what she said, but that's what it sounded like. So that scene, like, fucked it all up for me, honestly. But the fourth was good. Fifth was okay-ish. Minus if you remove the Locust thing that I said. The fifth was also good. I have not that high expectation for I think it's 8 episodes. So for the last 3 episodes. But the series till now has been so slow. it does not match to the, it's not going to the final ending yet. So for the last three episodes, it can go really fast. I don't know. That's what I think. So let's talk about the future of the show. So probably I think you guys are like, Tushar, we don't see any future for the show. We don't know why do you see any future for the show. The future is pretty dark, like the space. No, I think it's kind of like the moon. Get it? The moon. But I think the future is like pretty like the moon. Shiny, white, clear. Not clear. Moon is not clear. I don't know. But it has craters. Get it? So the second season is obviously happening, because if the series was that bad, that boring, still they 100% would give it a second season and see how Kevin Feige or another director or someone else does it. Okay, so 100% I think there will be a second season. Future of the series, I think they would merge Inhumans and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and take the attention from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to Inhumans. That's what I think. Like Thor 1 and 2 are pretty shit, but Thor 3 looks amazing. It's like the most anticipated movie of 2017. So that's what Marvel does, makes pretty unknown characters a household name and then sells it. And Inhumans will, if becomes famous, will sell a lot of action figures. Like, who does not want a Lockjaw action figure? Any person who loves dogs wants a action figure, because that dog is cute, especially pug owners, according to me. So that's what I think about the series. They can't kill it. They haven't killed anything yet. They killed Agent Carter, but that also got two seasons. Like, they will pretty much make it a good second season for Inhumans. That's what I think. But don't hire Scott Buck, or if you give it to Kevin Feige or the Marvel Studios. The Marvel Entertainment is holding it, but if you give it to Marvel Studios, way better, way better. So that's what I think about the future of Inhumans. So that's it for today on the Applied MCU show. This is your host Tushar, and just chill around, vibe, watch Marvel. And the question of the day is, which is your favorite? Like your soul shivers when you see that show. Like, which is your go-to favorite Marvel show? It does not have to be MCU. It can also be from the X-Men universe, but Marvel show. So let me know with the call-in or on call-in on Anchor or on Twitter. Use the hashtag the AMCU show. And I don't know. I'm really bad at goodbyes. So just have a great day. Bye.